And continuing on our locker room chats here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM, Royal Valley is the topic, and we're now joined by the boys basketball coach, that is Chris Brown. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, you know, you take a look at your roster coming into the year, you had a lot of turnover from the team that got all the way to the state championship game a year ago, and, you know, you come out the gate, two games and two wins. You beat Jackson Heights 49-45, and then Tuesday, big win in the Big 7 over Jeff West, 57-35. How pleased are you with your team's performance through a couple of games?
Friday night I was not super pleased, mostly just with how we ended the game. We were up 10 most of the second half and, you know, only win that game by four, just some mental mistakes combined with, you know, some Heights kids making some plays there late. So I wanted to see us, you know, finish a lot better than we did. But, you know, when you go back and look at the film, we probably played better than I – gave us credit for that night. And then last night against Jeff West, I was really happy. We guarded really well. We were very sound in our positioning defensively, something we've worked really hard on. And I think that's what this team has to hang their hat on. I don't think we're the best shooting team in the world, but I do think we can have an identity as a really darn good defensive team. And we got guys that buy in and want to be good on that side of the ball. So I think that'll be our identity moving forward. So it was certainly nice to see us execute at a pretty high level.
Was that
defensively, was
that the biggest gap right there defensively, as far as from that game Friday to Tuesday, the biggest improvement, I should say, you saw on the defensive end?
Yeah, we definitely were a lot more sound, didn't give up anything easy. We did shoot the ball a little bit better Tuesday and knocked in a couple threes and then just shot the ball a lot better from two as well. So it was definitely a both sides of the ball effort, but yeah, definitely a lot less mental breakdowns Tuesday. But that's what you expect, right? You sometimes, until you get something on film and show them the mistakes they're making, you know, these kids don't quite understand what they're doing or what they're not doing. So we had a lot of film study, and the boys took it to heart and played really well.
What was your kind of overall thoughts on this Jefferson West team? They got a second-year head coach. They didn't win a game a year ago, but they actually start here 22-23 with a nice win on the road at Silver Lake. Certainly a team, again, with plenty of experience coming back and a much tougher out here this year in the Big 7.
For sure. A lot better than they were last year. They're improved at every position. And, you know, they still play a lot of young guys, but the young guys are you know, a year bigger, stronger, faster, and good-looking team. I mean, when you see them warming up, they're you know, they got everything you need. So, and like you said, they got that win in the beginning of the year, a great game against Silver Lake there. So definitely a much improved team that'll be a tough out for teams. Yeah, we were happy to get any win, let alone a comfortable win.
Chris Brown joining us here, Royal Valley boys basketball coach. Just a couple more minutes as our locker room chats continue here tonight. Well, let's talk about the opponent coming up on Friday. It's going to be Sabetha, right back into a Big 7 matchup. And, you know, this is a Sabetha team that is ranked. They brought back about everybody on their squad. And, you know, they're off to a 2-0 start. Nice win over Wamego this week, and also a win over Marysville as well, who's not an easy out by any means. You know, what are the big challenges that lie ahead with a very good Blue Jays team?
Like you said, they're 2-0, but they're not just, you know, going and beating up on some little sisters type of teams, right? Those are some two really high quality wins against teams that are good every year and good this year. So, you know, they're solid, man. They've got the best guard play in the league, without a doubt. And then they've got some really good bigs too. So they're probably underranked in the state rankings, I would assume, from what we saw last year and then what they've carried on into this year. Cause like you said, they brought everybody back. So they're legitimately one of the top three or four teams in 3A in the state, and have a legendary coach and some really good players who have put in a lot of time. So, you know, like I said, we just have to find a way to stop them. I think, you know, like I said, that's going to be our ticket. If the game's in the 60s, I don't see us having a great chance to win that game. But if we can find a way to slow them down a little bit and keep it in the 40s, then we'll take our puncher's chance and see what happens.
Royal Valley hosting Sabetha on Friday nights. Panthers boys basketball coach, that is Chris Brown, joining us here. We'll have those games for you on KNZA 103.9, also on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We will see you on Friday against Sabetha.
All right. Thanks for the coverage.